This is Chi High Hockey.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, go Cards, your sports station.
Good afternoon. It's day two of our Thanksgiving holiday tournament for Chi High Hockey. I'm Greg Stewart, along with former Cardinal defenseman Chase Hoople, an assistant coach, advisor here on the coaching bench this year for the Chi High Cards. Chippewa winning their first game of the 22-23 season last night on the radio, beating Verona by a 2-1 count. Captain Jack Bovey, the senior, got the game winner at 6:47 of the second period, and Chi High really outplaying Verona, even though the score was close. Had some nail-biting moments at the end when they pulled their goalie and they got an extra attacker on the ice, but Chippewa held him off and gets that opening season win. And now we're right back into the fire again here, Chase, with one of the top programs again in the state. This is the state runner-up, Madison Edgewood. They were over at Hudson last night in this four-team tournament, and they lost to the Raiders 2-0, team they lost to in the state championship game last season. But this is a deep program. They got a lot of guys on the bench. They're kind of rebuilding too, but with that quality of coaching and players down there, it's going to be another barn burner game, I think. Here.
Well, and just the area they're drawing from too, and the fact that they're a private school, they can pick up a few kids here and there, which always helps. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great game for us, and definitely a good way to hopefully come out 2-0 on the weekend.
All right, so they've got a record at 25-4 last season. They were 18-1 in their last 19 games. They were burning through other teams and then ran into a top-quality Hudson team in the state championship. But they've got some guys coming back this year. They lost 12 seniors, Chi High losing 13. They've got goaltender Rowan White, who is All-State, played on the USA Hockey National Team and is considered one of the top 20 goaltenders for his age in the country. So they're going to be stout between the pipes here today.
Yeah, absolutely. He definitely looks like a pretty big kid. And if I remember right, he moves well and sees the puck pretty well too. So I'm anticipating a good matchup there between our Cards and man between the pipes.
All right, so Edgewood came over this morning, Chi High. It played late last night, but probably has a little home ice advantage, home cooking advantage here today over Madison Edgewood. And let's talk about our Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you're going to find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Hoop, what do you think the keys are to try to pick up our second straight win?
Yeah, so a couple of keys to tonight's game is just maintaining an aggressive mentality all over the ice. If you're going to make a mistake, make an aggressive one, always going hard, taking that extra time to just make two extra steps before making a play, going aggressive on a forecheck, instead of just waving your stick at someone, go through the body, go through the hands. So always maintaining an aggressive mentality. Being smart defensively, whether we're in our offensive zone, our neutral zone, our defensive zone, is always maintaining good defensive positioning when we don't have the puck and we don't have possession of the puck. And then lastly is we just need to capitalize on our power plays too. Us boys up here in the Northwoods, we play a more rough style of hockey where we finish our hits. We get a little aggressive at times where I think when you get to the southern part of the state, they don't do that as much and the calls get a little more chippy down there. So I'm anticipating us kind of getting under the skin a little bit of Edgewood here, and hopefully that'll caused them to sit in the box a little bit, but we just got to capitalize because last night we weren't able to.
Yeah, that seemed to happen late in the game last night when Verona got frustrated. In the final whistle, players got together, and there was a little bit of pushing and shoving, a little diving there a little bit at the end, and so it got just a bit messy at the end. Chi-High trying to keep their composure.
Yeah, and that's a big part of it is, you know, make them sit in the box, make them do the stuff after the whistle, and just maintain that composure and, you know, just beat them on the scoreboard.
Yeah. Cards 0-for-2 on the power play. We didn't see much of it last night. Still is a work in progress, I guess we could say.
Yeah, and it's the first game of the season. When you're playing good opponents, they always have good penalty kills. And Verona, one thing I really liked about Verona's penalty kill is they were super aggressive and they challenged our guys to make a play, and I don't think we were ready for that. Like you said, in practice, you know, you kind of get stuck in your ways a little bit where you're giving your guys a little bit of room, you're not getting on them, where Verona put a lot of pressure, and I anticipate Madison Edgewood doing the same thing on the penalty kill. So we got to, you know, just think about it a little bit different. Try to, you know, get guys to crisscross, use a couple drop passes, and move the puck around the perimeter.
Yeah, and we struggled a bit, especially at the end of the game on the kill. Panicked a little bit. It was, you were getting down there where, boy, they put one in. We're a tie game there.
Yeah, it was definitely a little heart racing at points, but the biggest thing is we pulled through.
We did. We sure did. And young goaltender Derek Strong played very well in net, gave up a goal, but not bad against a tough Verona team. All right, this is Cardinal Countdown ahead of this afternoon's contest. Second game of the season for the Chi-High Cardinals taking on the Madison Edge Crusaders. Edgewood Crusaders, a team that wound up the runner-up last year at the state tournament in D1. And we'll continue in just a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO, and we're on Cards TV today. So if you want to watch the game and listen to our coverage, just go over to WOGO.com. Under the sports schedules page, go to the bottom, and we'll link you right up. You can click on the link, and you can watch the action and listen to WOGO's coverage here today. All right, back in just a moment on WOGO.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown, your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Chi High, Madison Edgewood in high school boys hockey this afternoon on WOGO and Cards TV. And let's go downstairs. Chase is with Cards assistant coach Austin Taylor.
All right, here we are with Coach Taylor. Coach Taylor, how are we doing today? Lots of smiles here.
Yeah, doing well. Excited to get back to the rink after a big W last night and on to Edgewood today.
Yeah, absolutely. Last night was huge, and it was definitely a style of hockey that has some of our old school Chi High mentalities of being physical, being aggressive, but almost a new skill style game. Is there anything that you can say to that?
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that for sure. We wanted to keep that physicality that Chip was kind of known for, but bring maybe more of a little bit more of an up-tempo game. And that's what I was most excited to see out of the guys last night, is I thought they came out with really good pace, really aggressive, played a hard style. And, you know, opening night, you have five kids in your lineup that haven't played varsity games before. And I thought they met a very good Verona team head on, and pretty good game all the way around. But yeah, just up-tempo and bringing that physicality that we've always had.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, so last year we go from having 13 seniors to having 3 seniors. You know, from a coaching perspective, what's your kind of thoughts on, you know, not having that, all the leadership that we did last year, but it almost seems like these younger guys are kind of really holding their weight on the back end as well.
No, that's a good point, Chase. And it's not easy just replacing that kind of leadership and to say, like, you can just step in and go with it. That's just not the case. But we have a really good captain in Jack Bovee. He's a four-year guy. He's been to a state tournament. He knows what it takes to get there. We have a lot of young kids that are extremely bought into what we're trying to do here. They work hard in practice. They're aggressive. They're attentive in the locker room. We have a lot of hockey guys in that locker room. So it's never easy replacing groups like that, but I'm confident in the leadership we do have in there. And I think Jack, like I said, he knows what it takes to get down to Madison. So,
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we have a good Madison Edgewood team. They fell last night 4-1 against a good Hudson team. What are you kind of expecting to see, and what are some things that we're going to have to do to come out victorious today?
We're going to see a pretty skilled team. I mean, Edgewood's known for that. They like to play fast. They like to move the puck around. They have a couple of returning young players that are extremely talented. They got a big goalie who, you know, he's pretty low goals against last year. You're looking in warm-ups, he looked pretty solid. I mean, you hold Hudson to 4 goals, you're doing something right. So I think we're going to see a pretty highly skilled team here and pretty good on the back end.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach, good luck today, and let's get a W.
Thanks, Chase. Good luck on the call.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Austin Taylor, former Cards player and now assistant coach on this team. As they said, Edgewood lost to Hudson last night. The shots were pretty even. Their coach is Pete Rothering in his 14th season. And Scott Parker manning the bench for Chi High in season numbers 36 for the former UW-Eau Claire All-American. Get to that goalie matchup and more as we continue with Cardinal Countdown, ticking down the minutes until puck drop here this afternoon between the Chi High Cardinals and the Madison Edgewood Crusaders. on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We will be back.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Miss Rout, Euro step between three defenders and scores. Deep three, Emily Cooper.
There you go.
For Emily. Here is Ben. Oh, Ben Carlson. Yes. Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Cards hockey this afternoon. Chi High, Madison Edgewood here on WOGO. Greg Stewart and Chase Hoople here, and Dawson Halverson keeping us on the air back at the WOGO Communications Center. Here is the goalie matchup for today. As we mentioned, Rowan White, who's going to be between the pipes for the Crusaders, is one of the best in the country, top 20. They have identified him as top 20 in the country for his age group, played on Team Wisconsin, and he is going to be a wall right there, 6'190-pounder. Derek Strongs, a sophomore, takes over for All-State Bridger Fixmer, who has graduated, and he played very well in his first outing, gets the win in his first game as a Cardinal varsity player. He's 5'10", 240 pounds, number 35, Derek Strong. Both these teams rather young, although you look at Edgewood's roster and it's so deep. I mean, it's almost two pages long. But they're kind of rebuilding a little bit, too. They lost 12 seniors, Chi High losing 13. Parker Munn is gone, All-State defenseman. They lost Cody Manziel. J.J. Wybush is playing junior hockey. He was on the All-State team, and he's going to already committed to Merrimack to play D1 hockey. And then Aiden Lenz, another first-team All-Stater at forward, is graduated. But they do have Rowan White back from that team last year that made it all the way to the state final. And I kind of guess, Hoop, that maybe they've seen enough of Hudson for a while, huh? Played Hudson in the state championship game, and then played him again last night.
Yeah, I think they're pretty much over and done with Hudson, which I can't blame them. Hudson's had a phenomenal program. They've gone through three coaches in, what, the last less than 10 years, and no matter who's running that bench, they still seem to find a way to be victorious.
Yeah, they sure do. All right, the Crusaders in the burgundy uniforms with the gold and white trim here today, and Chi High, the home whites, and they'll be out at their locker room in just a moment here this afternoon. Glad to have you along. High school hockey kicking off the season again here this weekend, this Thanksgiving holiday tournament. Chi High with the young group that they have, but starting to work together better every shift. Young defenseman, you got a sophomore goaltender, and only three seniors on this team after playing with 13 last year. So the Cards are on the ice, and we'll get the introductions here in just a moment. Madison Edgewood defending the north goal here this afternoon, and Derek Strong will be between the steel at the south end of the building. All right, here we go. High school hockey. Barn starting to fill up here this afternoon, and we're just about ready for the opening faceoff here this afternoon. So let's go to Tom Voidel, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, for today's starting lineup.
Also, when we get to the Cardinals introductions, we'll be introducing the youth hockey player of the day, and we'll be introducing that as we introduce the team. Okay, let's first of all, let's meet the Madison Edgewood Crusaders. First junior goaltender, number one, Rowan White. Sophomore defenseman, number two, Bennett Cagle. Junior forward, number six, Colby Thompson. Junior forward, number eight, Ben Block. Junior defenseman, number nine, Sam Shakti. Senior defenseman, number 10, Cooper Torres. Senior forward, number 13, Michael Beer. Sophomore forward, number 14, Dylan Lenz. Freshman forward, number 15, Owen Cook. Sophomore forward, number 16, Matt Richter. Freshman forward, number 18, Owen Porter. Sophomore forward, number 19, Easton Kinsler. Freshman forward, number 20, Owen Barnett. Senior forward, number 22, Abe Thompson. Sophomore forward, number 24, Davis Hoblib. Senior defenseman, number 27, Will Hartman. Sophomore goaltender, number 30, Hayden Rule. Sophomore forward and defenseman, number 32, Will Getzky. And sophomore defenseman, number 36, Alex Beer. Head coach for the Crusaders is Pete Rothering, and assistant coach is Matt Smith and Michael Johnson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's meet the 2022-23 Chi High Cardinals. First, senior forward, number two, Ezra Lindstrom. Sophomore forward, number three, Drew Bovee. Sophomore defenseman, number four, Brett Krista. Sophomore defenseman, number five, Sam Hebert. Junior forward, number six, Carter Bovee. Junior forward, number seven, Mason Johnson. Junior forward, number eight, Jackson Hoym. Senior forward, number 14, Reed Post. Sophomore forward, number 15, Brett Carlson. Sophomore forward, number 17, Andrew Johnson. And today's player of the day for the youth hockey group Today's youth hockey player of the game is Zane Black. Zane plays goalie on the Chippewa Thunder Mites team and is a third grader at Homestead Elementary. His favorite NHL team is the Minnesota Wild, and his parents are Brad and Serena Black. And Zane skates out accompanied by freshman forward number 18, Gus Thorpe. Continuing, sophomore forward, number 21, Jackson Lemay. Junior defenseman, number 22, Caden Swoboda. Sophomore defenseman, number 23, Jackson Boland. Sophomore defenseman, number 25, Britton Belongi. Sophomore forward, number 27, Ethan Foyles. Sophomore goaltender, number 30, Ethan Normand. Senior forward, number 34, Jack Bovee. And sophomore goaltender, number 35, Derek Strong. Head coach for the Cardinals is Scott Parker, and assistant coaches Bob Thorpe and Austin Taylor.
All right, there you go. The lineups for this afternoon's high school hockey contest between the Chi-High Cardinals and the Madison Edgewood Crusaders. Puck drop just 2 minutes away here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovee.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Here we go this afternoon, high school hockey on Logo Radio. Glad to have you along. Greg and Chase up here, and Dawson back at our Logo studios today. The Chi-High JV team losing 9-2 to Edgewood earlier today. These two teams meeting last year in the second game. This tournament was shifted down south, the Madison area, Verona, Edgewood area last year. Chi-High losing to both teams, lost to Verona in the first game, and then Edgewood beat us 5-1. So Chi-High trying to return the favor here this afternoon. They've already been successful against Verona. Our officials, referees are James Nugent and Brian Otto, and Tim Salo is our linesman this afternoon. Teams are out. Cards will start with a couple of juniors and sophomores, and all sophomore forward line for Pete Rothering here today. Halbleib, Richter, and Kinsler on that top line. And a sophomore and senior defensively, Cagle and Hartman. And here we go. Edgewood wins the draw. They get it back for Hartman on the left wing side. He'll wing it up the ice into the Chi-High zone. And the boys give chase. It's right along the half wall. Squirts out. Cards get to it. And backing around his own goaltender is Drew Bovee. He picks it up and guns one off over the bench and out of play here. And we'll have a drop inside the Chi-High zone. So hoop last night, young defense. I think they seemed to come together as the game went along and protected their goaltender.
Yeah, I think this decor, for being as young as they are, they're going to be a super strong decor, much like if you had a few juniors and a few seniors.
Edgewood's got the puck right now, but Chi-High scores it off the wall, tries to carry it out, and finally gets it across the blue line, and here they come. Here is Bovee right now. Drew moves in, and a shot on net. And Rowan didn't know where it was for a moment. It skipped off his body and then bounced right back in his mitt. But nice job right there by Drew to use the Edgewood defender as a screen for the goaltender. That kind of surprised the All-State Rowan here. So he hangs on. We'll have the drop to his left. Nice little rush there by Chi High. Edgewood able to chip it ahead, and now they've got it marching into the Chi High zone. Across the stripe, Cards in the back check, and it dribbles in front of the net. Chi High able to sweep it out of harm's way. They get up near the center stripe, and Cards just drop it back for their D and hit the reset button right now. It's up on the near wall into the Edgewood zone. Now in transition, here comes the Crusaders. They got it to the Chi High blue line, and then the Cards with the intercept poked it back, and this is going to be an icing call against the Crusaders here. Yeah, as you were saying, a private school, they can kind of load up a little bit.
Yeah, everyone's under the same rules. Just there's always a gray area in every rule, and I think private schools can kind of fudge with it a little bit.
They've had some solid years down at Edgewood. Pete Rothering's been there for 14 seasons and has taken some teams to state and sectional finals. It's a lot of success here. Chi High working it up tic-tac-toe. Ahead for Reed Post off his stick now and gathered in by Edgewood. Cards with the intercept themselves and hammered in by Carter Bovey. It's going to be Lindy giving chase. Lindy pinches up the Edgewood defender in behind his goaltender, and then it squirts loose into the right wing elbow, comes back to the point. Here's a one-timer by Hebert, tried to thread the needle there. It went just wide of the cage, came off Rowan's glove, and ricocheted into the corner, and it's still inside the Edgewood zone. Wrapped around the boards by the Crusaders' defense. Nice stop right there at the blue line by Thorpe. Held it in for a moment. Now it comes back to Gus at his own blue line. Here comes Chi High. It was Drew Bovey into the zone. Bovey near the end of his shift. Got a little piece of it, able to punch it deep in the zone. And Bovey's going to do a last rush here into the left wing corner. Oh, he was stood up on the check by Bennett Cagle, the big defenseman. Kind of threw him down, but he bounced right back up again. The puck at the blue line. This one wrapped around the boards. And Jack Bovey got the game winner last night. Gives chase, and Bovey's just going to wheel and deal back. Takes a pass from the corner. Kind of misfired on it just a little bit, and that one bounced into the right wing corner. A scrum develops in the Edgewood zone. Two players for each team. Comes back to the point. Stepping up is Jackson Boland. His shot ricocheted away from the net, and here's Jack Bovey on the back check. Bovey will flip that one in the zone and peel off on the line change as the Cards go to that junior sophomore line here with Jackson Hoyne and Mason Johnson and Brett Carlson. Edgewood's got it out of neutral, and here they come. Flying in is Richter. Matt Richter is going to dangle the puck into the right wing corner, carried all the way around in back of Strong. And this one's going to float all the way back to the Edgewood zone. Richter's got it. Tries to make a little move now into the right wing circle. And the Cards scoop it up in the low slot right there as it was bouncing around between players. Here is Carlson, banked it off the wall. Nobody there. And in transition is Richter. He was stood up, had it poke checked off his stick. Chi High back to the Edgewood zone just a few feet in. And Madison Edgewood able to clear it. Now they've got it. Centering pass for Halbleib on this first line. Comes in, fires a shot on net. Strong with the save. And a rebound try. Going back, skating back was Easton Kinsler. Pulled the trigger on a hard shot. A couple of nice shots on net by Madison Edgewood. 12:45 and counting here in the first. No score. Cards can't clear. Comes to the blue line but stays in. Nice job by the Edgewood defenseman to slide over and hold that zone. Now it's in the left wing corner. Players digging at it, trying to peel it off the dasher. And this one's going to bounce out. And Chi High's Ezra Lindstrom races down past the defense into the corner. But nice puck support there by Edgewood defensively. They got back and had about two or three players racing back to help out the defenseman. Now it's loose in the Edgewood zone on the half wall. Chipped into the corner by the Cards, and that's Lindstrom, who got a piece of it. He'll float around on the wide side of the net looking for something. Chihai's got it. Here's Reed Post. Comes back to the high point, sliding over his Caden Swoboda, and he'll toss that one in the right wing corner in the Edgewood zone. Now it pops on the half wall, and Chihai's Bolin will jump in to try to hold that zone. This one comes back to Thorpe. Looks it up on the ice, but Reed Post received the pass. He was already a few feet in into the zone, so an offsides call right there. 11:35 left to go. One shot apiece here. Hoop, what do you think of the first few minutes of this period?
I think it looks like we played last night. You know, we look a little bit slow, not really connecting very well right now. So hopefully we can kind of get back into game shape here.
You feel like both teams are kind of looking like
they
played last night?
Yeah, there's not a lot of intensity right now.
Got to wait for that first big goal. Here is Bolin. Winds and shoots, thumps off the pads of Rowan, the goaltender. A hard shot, heavy shot right there. And now it's free at neutral ice. Picked up there by Barnett for Madison Edgewood. Shot on strong and then picked up his own rebound. And that one punched right back into the sophomore goaltender, who eats that one up and hangs on to it. 11:10 left to go. First period here, no score. Chihai and Madison Edgewood. This afternoon, holiday tournament here. Four teams involved, Verona, Edgewood, Hudson, and the Cards. They'll do this drop again inside the zone. Chihai zone. It's going to be Drew Bovey trying to win it for the Cards. Comes back for the defense, but picked off by Jack Bovey. It just jumped right on it. Bovey now into the zone, stops, opens up some ice, and then it ricocheted off a skate and back up and out. Here is Drew Bovey. Receives a pass on the near wall. Will skate into the zone, and it's going to come right back out again. And Gus Thorpe, with some help behind him, hands off to Brett Krista. Edgewood's got it. A few feet inside there, into the ice, and a lead pass here for Will Getzky. Getzky comes across, picked off, and the Cards have it onto the mitt of Jackson Hoym. And Hoym, with some speed, moves in. Hoym trying to pull the trigger on a shot, had it disrupted, just poked off his stick at the last instant, and it floats into the right-wing corner. Still inside the Edgewood zone. Cards chase it down in the corner. That's Mason Johnson. Rips it around the boards and going to be picked up by the Edgewood D. And that one slingshotted out of the zone. Brought in now by Chihai on the near side. Ethan Foyles on sides, and a shot by Jackson Hoym just on top of the hash marks at the circles. Pulled the trigger on a shot and into the mitt of the junior goaltender, Rowan White. So he'll hang on for the faceoff with 9:56 left to go here in the opening stanza of our hockey game this afternoon. And the drop inside the circle. Jack Bovey will take it for Chihai. This one comes around and shoveled out by the Crusaders. And Bovey's got it now. Tries to turn it up the ice. Ran into a couple of Crusader players. Lost his footing. Fell down. Gets right back up again. And Chihai trying to track it down inside the zone. Here is Madison Edgewood. The big defenseman, Matt Richter, goes back and picks it up, and they'll start him out of their own zone. This one intercepted by Chihai as Thorpe tried to carry it in. Had it swept off his stick. And here is Ezra Lindstrom, the speedy Ezra Lindstrom. Worked it into the zone, but then lost it. Madison Edgewood comes back the other direction into our Chihai zone. Edgewood drops it in behind Strong. This one is picked off by Jackson Bolin. Tries to wrap it around the wall, and Reed Post has got it right now. Number 14 picks it up, looking ahead for Ezra Lindstrom, but that one didn't connect, and an icing call right here. Good thought by Reed, but just a little bit past the stick of Ezra. Shots three apiece right now. 8:50 left to go in the first period. No score. Chihai and Edgewood. Cards will be on the road for the next two, River Falls and then the defending state champion Hudson Raiders. And we'll have them again on the air for the 8th of December when they take on the defending D2 champion Rice Lake Warriors. Our next radio game. Edgewood's got it. A few feet inside the zone. It is Cagle with the shot. That one blocked, and it dribbles back out to neutral ice. Here is Brett Carlson. Backhands a forward pass, and that one off the dasher and right back into Chi-High territory. And here is Carlson right now. Reaches down. Can't get to it. And shoved in a little bit deeper by Madison Edgewood. 8:17 left to go on the game clock here in the first. Chi-High brings it out into the center circle. It's going to be picked up by Colby Thompson for Edgewood. Thompson rips one off the wall into the right wing corner. Here's Chi-High with the TO. And it's going to be Mason Johnson weaving his way up the ice. Johnson passed one guy, passed another. Now to the left wing corner. Is worked hard into the wall by Cagle, the defenseman. And now it comes right onto the tape of Dylan Lenz. Lenz gives it up over for Owen Porter. Porter walked it in and then had it stripped as he came down the low slot. But Edgewood's got it. Here's a point-blank shot on the far post. And Strong made the save to keep it zeros apiece right there. Edgewood had a guy station just popped right onto his tape, and he pulled the trigger on a shot and had a good chance to make it 1-0 Edgewood. 7:14 and counting here in the first. Puck kicked around outside at neutral. Now it's going to be brought in by Hartman for Edgewood off the glass. Chi-High trying to clear. They do get it out. Here is Reed Post. Can't track it down as he shoved it ahead, and Edgewood in transition moves in. Here is William Getzky. Getzky flies into the left wing corner and then looks to center. Cards got in the middle of that, and it's on the half wall in the Chi-High zone. Cards just cannot get the handle right now. Here's a centering pass, comes in, and a nice block by Thorpe to keep him at bay, and this one's going to be ticketed outside the zone right now. 6:32 left to go in the first period, still scoreless. Long lead pass there for Reed Post. Tried to tap it in and must have got just a piece of it because no icing call right there with 6:21 left to go. And here we go, a long pass for the Edgewood Crusaders. And then Chi-High will return the favor on a long pass themselves. It's going to be whistled for an icing right there. 6:11 left to go. We've been flying here today, no penalties. And not a whole lot of shots, three apiece so far. Hoop.
No, it's just the game. I feel like it's starting to pick up a little bit, but yeah. it's just kind of just like a little flat.
6:11 on the game clock. Face off in the Chi-High zone. A scramble for it, and the guys in white are going to pick it up. This is Jackson Boland who clears it out to neutral. And now Edgewood gathers it in right here. They work it up on the near wall. Chi-High stiffs them as they came in. And here is Jack Bovey. Bovey hands off for his D, and a little miscommunication right there as it was tossed behind the red line on the give and go. And it'll be back in the Chi-High zone for the drop. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Edgewood with a clean win. Shot blocked though, and here comes Chi-High. Cards work it down the ice. A pass just behind Foyles. He had to stop for a moment to get back to it, and now sweeps this one into the right wing corner in the Edgewood zone. It's going to be taken off the boards by the Crusaders. And here is Kinsler. Gets a pass from deep in his own zone. Kinsler, a no-look shot at the net. That one drifted wide, and Chi-High able to work that one out of the zone and all the way back down into the Edgewood end of the ice. Comes loose out at center, and Brett Christen stops it right there. Just Brett's upset with himself. Could have walked up a couple of feet and avoided the icing call, but threw it in right behind the red line. So we'll have the drop in the Chi High zone. 5:02 left to go here in the first. High school hockey, Chi High, Madison Edgewood this afternoon. Mason Johnson reaching down, able to win the draw, gets it ahead for Jackson Hoym. Hoym trying to chase it into the Edgewood zone, but couldn't quite reach it, and it's back to the Chippewa end of the ice. Here is Hoym, though. Hoym takes a pass from deep in the Chi High zone, able to pick it up, but then got the poke check, off-wing poke check right there. Chi High into the zone. Now it's going to be picked up by Thompson. He'll turn it back the other direction. Colby Thompson moves in. Had his shot knocked a little bit by Sam Hebert as he came in. Puck loose out in front and drifted just wide off that backhand wrist shot there. And here is Chi High able to clear it back out through neutral ice. Hit the official, hit the linesman. So that probably saved an icing call right there. Here is Madison Edgewood. It is Vanderson who comes in, launches a shot. That one went wide. And Chi High now one-on-one. Here is Thorpe. Thorpe moves in. Gus, the freshman, into the zone and fires a shot. Walked right to the hole. Gus Thorpe, the freshman, had an assist last night. Picks up a goal here this afternoon. And Chi High hits pay dirt first here today.
That'll be the first of many for Gus Thorpe this year.
Time for the goal for number 18. I'm assuming that's an unassisted goal, maybe. I don't know.
Coast to coast.
Man, great effort by the freshman defenseman. He is smart and very talented. Great hands for Gus Thorpe. And it's 1-0 Chi High. 3:55 left to go in the period. 13:05, unassisted goal for Gus Thorpe, his second point of the season. And the Cards have scored first here this afternoon. Thorpe brought it right in on the blocker side of White and just marched right in on the junior All-State goaltender. Here is Drew Bovey. Out of neutral. Bovey scoops it ahead for Ezra Lindstrom. Lindy went down a little awkwardly there, but got it into the zone, and he'll skate off on the line change right here. 3:06 left to go in the first period. Here is Bovey! Oh! Jet Bovey! Came in off the wall, the near side wall, and just pumped one in to make it 2-0 Chi High. A sniper goal from number 34 right there. And roofed it past the goaltender White for a 2-0 score, 2-0 win. Jack Bobby, the assist, is going to go to Caden Swoboda. And what a nice goal for the team captain there.
Now we're seeing a little pep in the step here.
Yeah.
Huh?
Nothing like goals scored to energize a team. So Bobby picks up his second goal of the season, second in 2 days, at the 14-minute mark of the first. And it is 2-0, and an Edgewood player went down in the corner, so he's getting helped off the ice here. Looks as if maybe got poke check down in there. Is that Abe Thompson, I think? Anyway, he's going to be helped off. No, not Thompson. It's Bill Hartman. Hartman's going to take a seat and take a rest right there. So Cards with two quick goals within 55 seconds of each other. Gus Thorpe and Jack Bovey. Wow. It seemed like it took forever to get goals last night, but got two quick ones here.
Two quickies.
First period. 3 minutes left to go in the opening stanza here. Chi High with a 2-0 lead. And here we go after the drop at center ice. It's along the near wall, and Chai able to bring it just inside the zone and hold the zone as Drew Bowie slid over on the right wall to keep it in. And now we got a stoppage of play, a delayed penalty right here. And I think Chai High is probably going to pick up the call. And maybe it's going to be on Bovey as he ran into a player back there. But there's the whistle as it's touched up. And I think Jack is going to sit for two here.
Hopefully not more.
Yep. An elbow on Jack Bovey. So our first power play of the afternoon will go to Madison Edgewood. 2:30 left on the game clock here, and the faceoff is going to be at the Chai High end of the ice. The kill last night a little shaky for the Cards, trying to get organized in the special teams department. Here is Madison Edgewood on the power play. It's going to be Easton Kinsler. Kinsler races along the blue line, floats on the half wall. Now they get it over for Cagle, the defenseman. Cagle moves against the dasher on the near side, and Chai High with the intercept right there. Jackson Hoym with a nice read, and he's able to clear it all the way down. Hoym, Mason Johnson on the ice for Chai High, along with Jackson Boland out there for the Cards. And Brett Krista. And again, Chai High clears through neutral ice. Cards change it up quickly. Drew Bovey's out there now for Chai High. And here comes Madison Edgewood with a shot. Strong knocked it down. He wanted to glove it. It came off his mitt, but got some help. It was cleared after the initial hit off his mitt, off his glove, by Derek Strong. 1:01 left to go in the power play. 1:28 on the game clock. Chai High up 2-0 on goals by Thorpe and Bovey. And a hard hit on the near dasher on Madison Edgewood. They bounce one in on Derek Strong, and the sophomore is going to hang on to that one here and give his troops a little rest, maybe a change of players if Scott Parker chooses to do so. 47 to go on the man advantage for Madison Edgewood. Will make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. Cards again with the intercept, and here they come. 2-on-2, a pass for Jackson LeMay. Got that from his teammate down there, Drew Bovey. And Drew, his tank empty, he's going to go to the bench here with 19 seconds left to go on the man advantage for Madison Edgewood. One last rush for the Crusaders. They get it to the line, but an offsides call right there on Edgewood, and we'll take it. 12 ticks of the clock left to go on the man advantage, only 42 seconds on the game clock here in the first. Mason Johnson, Jackson Hoym back out there for Chai High. Gus Thorpe. And it's going to be Sam Hebert for the Cards. Down to 5 seconds to go on the power play. This one's going to be motored back out by Chai High. And we are back to full strength. Cards killed off the penalty. And they'll work it back to their D and reset. Oh, there's a big hit as Jackson Hoym is kind of blindsided. Fortunately, he didn't get hurt. He just flipped up in the air and got out of harm's way. We're down to 13 seconds to go in the period. Chai High's in the zone. Can they do something with it? It's in the corner, right wing corner. 5 seconds left to go. 4, 3, 2, 1. And that will do it here in the first. So Chai High with a couple of goals. Good penalty kill, able to kill off the Edgewood man advantage. And we go into the first intermission with a 2-0 lead here, Hoop, after the first 17.
Yeah, I think it was overall it was a pretty good period. You know, it was definitely a little bit of a flat start, but that's to be expected playing games back-to-back days, especially when last night you could say it was a pretty physical game overall. And first game of the year, I don't think the legs are fully there yet either. But overall, it was a pretty good period, and we ended in with a lot of speed, a lot of intensity there, and a couple of really nice really nice goals that kind of came back to back, and it was overall really good first period.
Yeah, we'll take a 2-0 lead for Chi High after the first period here on WOGO. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach, and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Glad to have you on our team today. WOGO, AM 680, 103.1 FM, Logo.com, and on Cards TV here today, where you can watch the game and listen to our coverage on WOGO. Just go over to Logo.com under the sports schedule page. Just go to the bottom. We got a link to Cards TV right there. Chase and I will be back. Dawson Halverson at the Logo Studios today, keeping us on the air. Thank you very much. Doing a great job as always. And we will return in 4 minutes here on Logo Radio. This is Cards Hockey.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
Miss Rowley, Euro step between three defenders and scores. Deep three, Emily Cooper. There
you go.
Emily. Here is Ben. Oh, Ben Carlson.
Yes.
Relentless number 19.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonnell Athletics.
Cards up by a deuce here as we get ready for the second period. Chi High with goals by Gus Thorpe and the team captain, Jack Bobby. Both really nice goal-scoring goals. Guys who know how to put the puck in the back of the net here. And a 2-0 score. Shots five apiece for both teams. As we wait for this second period, we're talking hockey with Hy-Vee, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. So, Hoop, as we get set for the second period, any thoughts about what Chi-Hi can do to tack on some more here and some areas of improvement?
I think it's mainly just keeping the foot on the gas. There wasn't really any negatives that I can take away from that period other than we were just a little bit flat, but honestly, I think that was to be expected. Coming off a game last night, it's really hard to bounce back, especially when you're going from a 7 o'clock, getting done at 9, then coming back right at 1 o'clock. But overall, I think we just got to keep moving the puck. We're doing a really good job at driving the middle of the ice and not trying to make pass. Last night, we were trying to force plays through the middle, where now we're trying to create them with our feet, which is good. And honestly, as long as we keep the feet moving and keep the foot on the gas, we're going to be able to keep creating offensive opportunities and making sure we're pushing pucks wide in the D zone. But other than that, I think the path to success is right there with what we're doing right now.
Right. Well, you got to like the result so far. It may not be perfect, but 2-0 lead over a program that is traditionally one of the best in the state.
Yeah, and for a young team, this Madison Edgewood, they got some skill, and they have a few kids who have some wheels to them and some good set of hands where they're moving up the ice pretty well, and I would be lying if I said they didn't scare me a couple times. So I think they have a pretty solid squad overall.
So a lot of hockey to go here, but Chi High with a 2-0 lead here on Edgewood so far after one period.
And then just an update from almost the Minnesota border. Verona is up 1-0 over Hudson after one.
Really?
So
okay.
Must be a pretty good game over there. Yeah.
Good. Appreciate that update. Yeah.
Thank you to Coach Sinking.
Yeah, I see him here. It's great to see him come back. Scott Sinking, a longtime assistant coach with the team, taking time with his family this year. But carving out a little bit for us here this afternoon to come up and watch his Cards play hockey. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. All right, we're counted down just a few minutes away from the second period here on WOGO. So we'll take a break. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Radio.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Moments away from the second period here today. The Cards with a pair in the first from Thorpe and Bovey, and lead it 2-0 over Madison Edgewood. Scott Parker looking for his 422nd career victory. As coach, that's a lot of hockey games through the years.
It's a couple.
Yeah, a lot of time he spent at the rink. Boy, you think of all the years. I told him in our pregame chat before the first game, I said, Scott, you and I have been together almost as long as we've been together with our wives here.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
36 years, the two of us here together, Wogo and Scott. 37th year for us broadcasting. Got started the year before Scott took over. Yeah, a lot of water under the bridge in those years for sure. But he's got a good team, a young team. Sophomore-dominated squad this year. Only three seniors after 13 of them last year. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, or you can stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. That's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. There's the buzzer. Ice has been resurfaced. Madison Edgewood ready to come out and hit the ice here out of their locker room. And officials are on the ice, and Chi High soon to come out of their compartment here today. And here they are. Derek Strong will set up shop on the north end of the ice, number 35. Looking to go 2-0 in his first two games as varsity starting goaltender. Still a lot of hockey to go here, though. Two more periods, and we're only up by two. Madison Edgewood, a top-notch program, so we expect them to compete all the way through here. And, you know, they probably trying to wake up a little bit, too, after playing Hudson last night, the bus ride over. And so who knows when they'll hear the ring of the bell. 17 up on the board, shots 5 apiece here today. And a 2-0 lead for Chi High. And Scott Parker is going to send out the Jack Bovey line here. Could be the second, could be the first. They're interchangeable. So you got Bovey and Drew Bovey on the forward line, along with Jackson LeMay. Defensively for the Cards, it's Thorpe and Brett Krista. And for Pete Rothering's Crusaders, up front, it's going to be Halbleib, Richter, and Kisler. And here we go. Period number two. That one kicked off the linesman. And Chi High trying to clear the zone. Had to defend as it ricocheted right back in again. Here are the Cards into the zone. It's Drew Bovey. Bovey with a quick shot on net and smothered there by Rowan White, the big junior goaltender for Madison Edgewood. He's not going to be flustered for sure. He's a veteran goaltender, one of the best in the country for his age group. And He'll hang in there. Rowan, the goaltender. Clean win for Chi High. They get it back for Brett Krista. Bangs this off the dasher. In and back of the goaltender, Rowan. And this one's going to skirt back out again as it's carried by Davis Halblad. Halblad throws one into the left wing. Corner! And this one bounces right onto the tape of Davis Halblad as he screamed in from his the pass that he took right inside the zone and put a point-blank shot on Strong. Still in the Chi High zone and a centering pass, and they've cut the lead in half. Davis Halblad just kind of skated out like a shadow in front of Derek Strong, and he got the goal right there, and it's 2-1. Davis Halblad from Colby Thompson here in the second. They get a quick one. 53 seconds into the period. And all of a sudden, it's a 2-1
just game like here. That.
Didn't take much. And now let's see if they kind of come to life this afternoon. Halblad, the goal, cuts it to 2-1. And here is Chi High in the attack. Mason Johnson trying to get that goal back. Johnson climbs out in front of Rowan, trying to take a shot that was disrupted. And this one is dropped back for the defenseman. Stepping up is Brett Carlson. Keeps it pinned in deep, and it's going to float around the corner on the half wall on the near side in the Edgewood zone. 15:32 left to go, and it's going to come all the way out of the zone. And a breakout pass there by Edgewood, too long, and that'll be an icing call right here. Well, the Cards unable to protect their goaltender too much right there as Halblad was kind of unprotected. He was out in front of Derek Strong and got the goal.
Yeah, we must have had a turnover in our corner down here.
Yep. 2-1 the count this afternoon. Chi High up still by one, and it's going to be forced in from the point by Hebert, who jumped into the play, and now it comes all the way back. Racing to get it is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe got there first into the corner, trying to get some off-wing help here, and this is going to come back to the point. There's Will Getzky, the defenseman. Took a shot. That one drifted wide, and it's going to bounce high in the air, picked up by Reed Post. Feeds over to Ezra Lindstrom. Lindstrom fanned on the shot a little bit and taken away there by Matt Richter for Edgewood. Richter wraps this one around the dasher, and first to get there was Lindstrom, but he was held up. See his stick lifted up there by the Edgewood defenseman. It's going to come back to the point. Here's Hebert. Launches a shot on net. Rowan with the save. Skipped high in the air. Cleaned out by his D. And this one's going to be nubbed all the way down the ice. And there is an icing call against Madison Edgewood. So they're back in the old ball game here with an early second period goal to make it 2-1. And the faceoff is going to come in the Edgewood zone. Stick side of Rowan. And Jack Bovey trying to win it for Chi High. As it comes around from left to right. Held at the point by Boland. Up off the glass and down into the right wing elbow. A scrum down there on the left wing side as it floats from right to left. Here's Chi High trying to carry it off the wall. Is Drew Bovey. Drew had it stripped as he came in, and this is Madison Edgewood. Here's Cooper Torres turned, looked for some help on the off wing, and Edgewood's got it. They got a potential 2-on-1. Here's a centering pass over for Halblad, who just scored, and it was just a little bit behind him, but a shot on the pivot right there. It came in on Strong, and Derek had to make a nice save right there. It's left out in front and cleared. Cleaned up by Jackson Boland and cleared all the way down. That group was at the end of their shift and running out of fuel in the tank. Here comes Edgewood again, a 3-on-2 odd man rush, centering pass. Nice block right there on the wide side by Thorpe, who went down and used his body to knock it down on the 3-on-2. Still inside the Chi-High zone. Centering pass right there. Got all the way to the left wing corner. Edgewood has got it. Here's a backhand try. Went wide of the cage. And in the right wing corner, the Cards a bit back on the heels of their skates right now. They got it out at neutral, so Edgewood has to touch up. That gives some time and space right here, and they're going to call a cross-check right here. And I thought I heard White, which would be Chi High. Yep, it's on Brett Krista. So Chi High already giving up a goal in this period to Edgewood. Now we'll be down a man. With 12:45 left to go in the period, Cards with their second kill of the afternoon here. Faceoff is going to come in the Edgewood zone. Mason Johnson looking to win. Moved it ahead, but now they're going to redo the drop here. Johnson against Halbleib here. Who's got the goal? Davis Halbleib for Edgewood. They got it back for their D. Madison Edgewood sets up shop in the Chi-High zone. They go west to east here on the near boards. And a centering pass. That chipped away by Chi-High. And a stick goes high in the air. Somebody had their stick. That's a Chi-High player. And a stick tossed out by Edgewood. And that could be a penalty right here on Madison Edgewood.
It's on Chippewa.
Oh, it's on Chippewa. Okay. Wow.
Unless he's taking them both.
Yep, he's going to take them both. So an interference on Halbleib for Edgewood. And Jackson Bolin will get a roughing call. So they'll match up those two, but we still are down a player here. I saw the lumber flying up there. I thought, well, maybe there's a call for that. But they got them both. So we're still 5-on-4 here. And a minute 34 left to go on the penalty on Krista. Here is Edgewood, and they shot right point blank range. Derek Strong, but Chi High will turn it back the other direction. Here they come. Gus Thorpe in the zone. Skate stop right there. Thorpe with the pass in, but it was cut off by Edgewood. Here comes Madison Edgewood right now. Backhand try! Oh, Derek Strong made the save, and the net came off as he was hit, I think, by his own player. I think Thorpe ran into him, but big-time save by the sophomore goaltender for the Cards to keep it a one-goal lead for Chi High. 1:08 left to go in the power play. 11:52 on the game clock here in the second. WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Greg and Chase here. Greg Stewart, Chase Hoople. Dawson Halverson at the WOGO studios today. And Madison Edgewood has to get back on sides as the Cards able to clear it out on the power play. 52 seconds left to go on the man advantage for Edgewood. Dangling down there in the corner is Barnett. Got it up on top to the point. Back to Barnett. Now they give and go. And this one kicked toward the goaltender. Strong with the save. He was ready. And it's cleared out by Chi High. But a whistle stops play right here. Must have been touched out of play or something. Because they're going to drop it in the Card zone. 34 seconds to go. And the man advantage for Edgewood. Drew Bobey gets the assignment to try to win the draw for Chi High. And it's going to be kicked around inside the zone. It's going to come right back towards Torres, the defenseman for Edgewood. Tossed one in, but that was picked off, and Chi High's got it right now. Here is Drew. Drew comes in, beats the D, and he shuffled it right toward the goaltender, Rowan. Rowan stood him up, just stopped and stoned him right there. And Drew actually went into the net behind the goaltender. It was mano a mano right there. And Rowan able to stop him. And Card's shorthanded chance evaporates right there. 15 seconds to go on the power play for Edgewood. 11 minutes up on the clock here in the second. They're going to toss both players at the dot. And here comes Jackson Hoym for the Cards. He shoves this one in the left wing corner and then tries to chase it down himself. Edgewood comes out of the fray with it to the Chi-High zone. Cards with the intercept and clear it across the blue stripe, and that will do it for the power play. Back to full strength if we can get Ethan Foyles in the ball game here. Foyles with a long stretch pass from his own defensive zone. He is pushed down by the Edgewood defenseman, but that's going to be a penalty on Madison Edgewood. And it's going to be a Chi-High power play right here. Let's see what the call is. There's a discussion.
So it looks like they're giving Edgewood a bench minor, but...
Too many men?
No. I wonder if some words were spoke.
Okay.
Or something?
That's never happened in a hockey game before.
Ever.
Yeah. And now the discussion with the officials. All right, so it's going to be a bench minor on Edgewood. Block will sit for his team, Ben Block. And Chi-High will get a chance on the power play, just coming off the kill right here. Be nice to pop one in to get that two-goal edge again. 10:29 left to go, second period. Shots 11-9 in favor of Madison Edgewood. But the face-off in the Crusader zone, with Chi-High up by a man, wrapped hard around the wall all the way down, and the clear for the Crusaders. And the Cards go back. Gus Thorpe cycles around the boards and sets up the breakout right here. Here comes Chi-High. Edgewood harassing them as they came out of the zone. And finally swept up by Mason Johnson. Johnson works it cross ice for Thorpe. Guns one in. Johnson on the half boards on the near side. Can't control. And it's back toward the Chi-High zone on the goaltender. And Strong is just going to cover it up and push the reset button there. 1:20 left to go in this power play for Chi-High. Well, at Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health, with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com. ghr-ec.com. Chi-High on the power play. Not a good start to it here so far. Let's see if they can get some momentum going here. The puck out at neutral ice, but this kill for Madison Edgewood is very good. They're right in your face. They don't give you any room to maneuver. And Chi-High has to go back in their own zone to pick it up after the clear. Now they get it up on the near wing, and a touch pass right here, and a shot taken by Jack Bovey. Got a feed off the wall from Jackson LeMay, and Bovey was flying in, and he's already scored a goal here this afternoon, looking for a second, but that would flag down by Rowan. Boy, he can put the afterburners on, can't he?
Oh, yeah. He's got some wheels to him. Good glove save there.
Yep.
Little snap.
48 seconds to go on the power play here for Chi-High. 9:17 on the game clock in the second. Cards control. They work it D to D. Now over to Drew at the side of the circle. Works it down for Jack up on top. Here is Jackson Boland. Over for Drew to Jack Bovey. Bovey floats into the right wing circle. Here's a shot on net. That one disrupted. Jack Bovey trying to clean up. And a shot on net. And a couple of saves at least there by White to keep it a 2-1 count. Here is Bovey, spins away from the pressure. Now holding on to the rock. Over for Drew Bovey to Boland inside the blue line by a foot or two. And Jack Bovey's got it down to 6 seconds to go on the power play. And a snapper on net just went wide. Got a piece of Rowan and cleared back to the point. Edgewood back to full strength. And it's cleared up high in the zone. Chi-High able to keep it in there by Caden Swoboda sliding over. And it's on the half wall in the Edgewood zone. And pops high into the air and a scramble for it out of neutral ice. And Edgewood's got it right now. They move it inside the zone. Here's a pass ahead for Dylan Lenz. Couldn't quite reach it. And it's going to glide into the right wing corner. Now it comes back for the near point. Bennett Cage had no lane to shoot it, so he just wrapped it off the end boards here. And Edgewood trying to flag it down inside the zone with 7:45 left to go in the period. Now they go to wide side D, and that one knocked down by Chai High. And here come the Cards. It is Jackson Boland near the end of his shift. Pulled the trigger on a shot right there. Rowan had to fight that one off. Sticked it in the corner. And the Cards on the forecheck right now doing a good job. Here is Carlson, backhand centering pass, looking for some help. Back to the point. One-timer by Boland is going to be squeezed there by Rowan, and he'll hang out of that with 7:18 left to go second period. So both teams have power play chances going over. Edgewood 0 for 2 and Chi High 0 for 1. Wasn't a bad-looking power play at times there.
No, I'd say the first 30 seconds was a little rough, and then we really picked it up after that. It created a few different scoring opportunities, and that's all you can ask for in a power play.
Comes right onto the tape of Thorpe out of neutral and works it ahead for Brett Carlson. Carlson with a shot on net. Rowan with the save and twisting it. Loading one up is Mason Johnson. Just trying to catch the junior goaltender by surprise and launched the BB at Rowan, and he was able to find that one. Now, Chi High with the lead in shots again, 16-12. Clean win for the Cards. Thorpe loads it up, and a shot off the mitt of Rowan. Hit the window behind him. And who's going to come up with it? In the corner is Ethan Foyles. I like how the Cards are able to track down the puck. They're just all over it here today. There's a shot on net. And a redirect try by Foyles as he was down from the shot of the point. Had his lumber down there. 6:36 rather left to go here in the period. Cards on the attack, putting some pressure on the junior All-State goaltender. Here's Chi High. Thorpe skates in. The defenseman's going to pinch in and had a chance but lost the puck at the last moment. Here are the Cards. It's Brett Krista in the center circle. He will skip one into the left wing corner, and it's on the half wall in the zone. Chi High in the forecheck here. This is Carter Bovey. Bovey trying to center one up. Comes back to Thorpe. He'll drop it back for Ezra Lindstrom, and tic-tac right on the goaltender right there. And Rowan didn't like the fact that Thorpe came in looking to brush one in, even though it was under his mitt. Got a little piece of his glove there. 5:54 left to go in the second stanza. And the Cards with two first-period goals held up so far. They saw Edgewood get one early in the second. By holding on to the one-goal edge here over Edgewood. 5:54 left to go in the game clock here in the second. And there's the face-off. Stepping up is Sam Hebert. Drops it down in the right wing corner. Drifts off into the left. And who's going to come up with it? Bobby was behind there. Jack was behind the net. And this one's going to squirt loose into the Chi High zone. Tracked down by Jackson Boland. Boland's going to stop and try to change directions. But he was met by an Edgewood forward coming in there. And it comes back to the point. Chi High able to squirt it loose in a two-on-one opportunity. Here come the Cards. Jack Bobby faked the pass. Took the shot himself. Hoping that Rowan would look off to his left. Jack decided to pull the trigger on the shot himself. It was a nice move. Had it worked out, it would have been beautiful. But Rowan made the save and hangs out of the puck. Cards with an odd man rush opportunity right there. I bet Jack's worked on that a few times, huh?
Almost looked like that.
looking off to his right. I'm going to pass. No, I'll take the shot. 5:06 left to go. This one comes back to Thorpe at the blue line. He rolls one into the right wing corner. Chai High on the attack and a check! Can they score? Lindstrom is going to get an assist on that one. And Chai High relentless in front of the net. Just kept pounding Rowan. And they score their third goal of the afternoon right there. That just is lunch bucket stuff. So Mason Johnson will get an assist. Brett Carlson an assist, and the goal scored by Jackson Hoym at 12:06 of the second period. And Chai High, just hard work right there to get the two-goal edge as this one skips off the goaltender Strong and up and out of play off the shot by Madison Edgewood. 12:06, time of the goal. Hoym picks up his first of the season, and Chai High with a 3-1 lead over Madison Edgewood. 4:40 left to go on the game clock here. This one pops right out, bottom of the circle, and a point-blank rifle by Kinsler for Madison Edgewood. And boy, I tell you, big time save right there by Strong. And we've got a whistle. It's got a stop play here and a penalty coming up. And it looks as if it's going to be on Chai High. It's going to be on Gus Thorpe. He had his head down, heading to the bench here. And so this will be the third power play of the afternoon for Madison Edgewood. They're 0-2 so far. Chai High trying to keep the two-goal advantage and work on that. Jack Bobby out there trying to win the draw shorthanded here. Drew Bobby, he'll give way for Drew. He came over and said, Drew, you take it. So he's got it right now. Drew Bobby working the hard drop right there, and it's going to come back to the Edgewood D. They glance it off the window, back to the D. This is Cagle. Steps up a few feet. Pulls the trigger, and it comes right back to Cagle. He'll feather one on the wall on the far side. Some lumber. Somebody's got a broken stick, an Edgewood player. So that takes him out of the play. Here comes Chai High with a chance, and Rowan with a big-time save as the Cards were looking for a shorty right there. Came down quickly to the Edgewood into the ice and took a shot on the junior goaltender. Edgewood regathers. Chai High put some new bodies on the ice. Jackson Hoym, who just scored a moment ago, is out there on the kill here. Hoym working the body hard on the half wall in the Edgewood zone, and it pops right onto his tape. Hoym was all by himself and took a shot just around the hash marks at the circles in the slot. And a great opportunity for Jackson Hoym, the junior. For the Cards, 55 seconds left to go here in the power play, and this one's going to be off the stick of Dylan Lenz behind the red line. That will be an icing call here for Madison Edgewood. I think we've had the better of the licks here on the power play for Edgewood.
Yeah, absolutely, and I mean, that was a pretty offensive PK there so far.
Boy, Jackson Hoym, that must have looked like a watermelon.
Yeah, sometimes you know, a lot of kids get that where it's like he pretty much had a small, quick breakaway there, and they almost freeze up, and it's like, oh, you got to make one move.
Yeah, I know.
One move, get that goalie to go down or
that
do
was
something.
A hard shot. He went in on Rowan. You don't know how much time you have. That's the key, isn't it?
Oh, and it happens. I mean, that play generated in maybe tenth of a second.
If he knew how much time he had, there was nobody around him.
Well, and I mean, the puck was in a scrum and then just magically pops out. It's just on your tape, and there's
like
no one between you and the goalie. It's
right.
Like all of a sudden it's, well, how'd this happen?
If only you could radio him and say, you got lots of time.
Yeah.
Take your time. Walk it in. Make your move. But life isn't like that. 31 seconds to go in the power play for Edgewood. Chai High up 3-1, 2:58 left to go, second period. And the Cards with a win on the draw. Shorthanded here in the Edgewood zone. Crusaders take it away now, but time ticking down in their power play. We're down to 17 seconds left to go in the man advantage. Here is Jack Bobby trying to hand off for Jackson Boland and nearly cut off. by Edgewood. And here comes Chai High up the ice again. Cards very quickly into the zone. Jackson LeMay had it poke checked off his stick. And here is Jack Bobey on the retreat. Bobey on the back check. And the cards are back to full strength. So Edgewood 0 for 3 on the man advantage. And this one's going to be gunned in by Caden Swoboda for the cards. And he'll head to the bench at the end of his shift. 2:09 left to go here at Reed Post. Holds his zone. Nice job by Reed. Gets it over on the right side for Ethan Foyles. Turns, rips one toward the net. Foyles gets a return pass off the wall. And this one is into the pads of Rowan, and he'll hang on to that with a minute 57 left to go here in the second period on WOGO Radio. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Glad to join you on WOGO today and Cards TV. You can watch the action and listen to our coverage all season long for Cards Hockey. This one is gunned into the zone and a shot taken that ricocheted out of play here above the Cardinals sophomore goaltender. Minute 42 left to go here in the second period. Cards led it 2-0. Then Edgewood with a quick goal 53 seconds into the second period, cut it to 2-1, and then Chai High with the goal by Jackson Hoym. The down and dirty goal by the junior. Just a hard working goal there, and it's 3-1 for Chai High with 1:35 left in the game clock as we're back into action. Cards work it across their own blue line. Here they come. Jackson Hoym with some speed into the zone. Drop pass right there for Mason Johnson. He was covered. Over to Hoym. Back to Johnson on the side of the cage. Wide side. And a shot on net right there. Shots 22-13 in favor of Chai High. Jammed in the wall right there by Brett Krista. Got some help, though, from Carlson. And this one's going to float toward the goaltender. And White has seen enough. He's just going to put some leather over it and hang on. 1:06 left to go this afternoon in our second period on WOGO. And the Cards are up 3-1. Two in the first, one more here in the second. Chai High with that really strong scoring punch. They can get up and down the ice in a hurry. And Drew Bobey reaches down for the Cards in the face-off dot here. 1 minute exactly to go, second period, as the puck is threaded into the Chai High zone. Here come the Cards. Chai High, Jack Bobey trying to work around the Edgewood defender. That was Cooper Torres who kind of held him up as he came in. Jack trying to get around him, but now the puck is back in the Edgewood zone. Madison's got it. They'll throw it up the ice, trying to get the forward on the breakout. Chai High is there, and this one is going to be out of play, and somebody's celebrating down there. You could hear the Chai High bench erupt. Must have been a nice, clean hit down there, huh?
I'm assuming so.
Usually that brings the applause from the bench. Jackson LeMay might have been shaken up a little bit as he put the body into somebody down there, so he's going to sit for a few. 33 seconds to go in the period. Chai High digs it out from the faceoff, and here is Carlson. And he'll wedge one into the right-wing corner. Edgewood's got it, trying to break out in the final seconds of this period. Chai High with a forecheck. Would like a late-period goal right here. 14 seconds to go. The puck floats behind the goaltender, comes all the way back to Thorpe at the point, all through traffic. That nearly tied up the goaltender. Thorpe with a shot that almost hit the top of the net, and that will do it. The time runs out. Chai High with one good lick at the end of the period, and a 3-1 count. Shots 22-13 after two.
I would say just another pretty good period. There was one. It's hard to see in this booth what happens in this corner down here, but I assume we just turned the puck over, which caused a 2-on-1 out front. That Edgewood just capitalized and made a really nice play. But other than that, I mean, we played a pretty good period overall. We generated a lot of scoring opportunities, and we didn't let up really any odd man rushes besides that one out of the corner. We did a good job of playing on the defensive side of the puck when we didn't have possession, and just another good period.
Yeah, killed off a couple of penalties, yeah. And it, in fact, looked like
power play actually looked pretty good, too. Yeah,
right.
So.
And I like how the Cards responded after kind of the ugly goal there, 53 seconds in the period. Okay, we coughed it up in our own end. We came back. You could have seen heads hang a little bit.
Yep.
Okay, we're playing Madison Edgewood, but they came back, put the pedal to the metal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to take it one shift at a time, and that's exactly what they did. And, yeah, weren't fazed at all by the fact that Edgewood got one back on them, and hindsight, we went back down and scored. So,
well, a 3-1 Cotswold. We got a little insurance after Edgewood had cut it to 2-1. It's 3-1 now. For Chi High again, shots are 22-13 in favor of Chippewa Falls. Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. So don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cbosm.com/wogo. Up at cbosm.com/WOGO. That's who we are. WOGO Radio. Greg and Chase here, and Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO studios. And we will take a break and come back. Back in 3 minutes here on WOGO and Cards TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Second intermission, Chi-High up 3-1 on the Madison Edgewood Crusaders. Cards trying to sweep the holiday weekend here with the Madison teams up here, Madison area teams, Verona and Madison Edgewood beat Verona last night 2-1, and they heard they had a 1-0 lead. Not sure if that's still holding for over at Hudson, but anyway, boy, wouldn't that be something to throw
that would be
off the defending state champions over there, the Hudson Raiders. So Hudson's at home, Chi High is at home this weekend as well, and both teams, BRC teams, looking to sweep the weekend here for the Madison area teams. Well, as we wait for that third period to begin, we're talking hockey with Hy-Vee, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store in Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. You can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. That's the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Hy-Vee. So as we get ready here for the third period Chi High just looking to build on that two-goal edge here. And, I mean, all it would take is a goal here for Edgewood to kind of put the pressure back on again. But Chi High doesn't look phased or, rattled at all here this afternoon.
No, they say a two-goal lead is the worst lead in hockey. Yeah. But, honestly, with just the way we're playing right now, I would think we could maybe put one or two more goals in the back of the net by the end of the third period here, and hopefully just gives us a comfortable lead and smooth sailing. But the next goal is going to be the most important here, because it's all momentum at that point. If we go, we score, we get a three-goal lead. If Edgewood scores, now the two-goal lead is cut to one. All of a sudden, they pop another one in. You got a tie game. So next goal is going to be very crucial to how this game is going to play out.
Saw a lot of chances last night in the game against Verona, especially in the second period. Chi High with numerous opportunities, just didn't put it home. You feel like as we go through the season, more and more of those will be behind the goaltender?
Well, it's all confidence. We're in the second game of the season, and last night it was the first game of the season, which it's all knocking rust off. You're playing in front of a home crowd. Nerves are in the air. I mean, I guarantee you, if Hoym gets another small little breakaway like that, he's probably going to do something a little bit different. And a lot of kids are probably just holding the stick a little too tight. And as the season goes, all of a sudden you get more comfortable, more confident in your play. And all of a sudden those opportunities that you were missing, now you're burying them.
Yeah, exactly. All right, our coverage here tonight, sponsored in part by Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. Chi High and Madison Edgewood here at the Barn today in non-conference play high school hockey. By the way, the JV losing today 9-2, and Chi High trying to split the afternoon with Madison Edgewood with a varsity win here today.
Verona and Hudson are 1-1 after two.
Whoa. Okay, we'll keep track of that. Wow. Okay. Fun stuff over at Hudson. Fun here, too. Chi High with a 3-1 edge on Edgewood today. And we will be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovee.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Back here at the arena, getting you ready for period number three on WOGO Radio, Chi High Hockey for 22-23. And the Cards off to a nice start here with a victory last night in their season opener against Verona. And now trying to sweep the weekend here with a 3-1 lead over Madison Edgewood as we head towards the third period. Edgewood, still the ability. They've got the talent to come back in this game. So insurance is going to be probably at least a couple more goals, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
Here this afternoon.
First one, that's going to be the big one.
Yeah, that is for sure. Edgewood races out from their locker room onto the bench here. And officials are here, ready to go. And here is Chi High. So Derek Strong will rough up the ice at the south end of the barn here. Junior Rowan White at the other end. And the Chi High Cardinals, a little skate here before they get going. Warm things up. And it's going to be the Bovee line out there to start things out here in the third period. Ready to rock and roll here at number three. And a 3-1 lead for Chi High this afternoon. Just four power plays in the game. Three of those by Edgewood. Neither team has scored on the man advantage. Edgewood 0 for 3, Chi High 0 for 1. And a look at the goaltenders, make sure they're okay. Get the signal from James Nugent. And Edgewood goaltender finally looks up. And here is Derek Strong. He gives the okay signal. Bovee against Richter. And we are underway. Madison Edgewood rips this one off the wall into the chi-high zone. Brett Krista trying to chase it down, but it comes back to Edgewood, and a shot taken through traffic. That one's going to drift into the left-wing corner, and here come the Cards as they're on the march into the zone. Here is Drew with a chance, and that one chipped off an Edgewood stick and ricocheted into the right-wing corner as the Cards can get up and down the ice in a hurry. Drew Bovey with a chance right there. Just went a little wide. Still in the Edgewood zone. Crusaders struggling to get it out. Now they jam it off the wall, up and out. A little bit of water on the ice here, so that's slowing the puck down at times. On a warm day, can you believe, what is it, 52, I think, for the daytime high predicted here. Springs around the corner. Back at the wall, the Dasher on the far side. The Cards keep it in. There is Brett Krista. And who's going to come up with that? Puck keeps stopping on the water on the ice here. And it kind of disrupts the flow a little bit. Now it's starting to solidify here as the Cards jump on it. And they'll slingshot one into the zone. It's in the right-wing corner. Comes over to the west side of the rink. And here is Jackson Hoym, who scored in that late in that second period. Hoym tried to pick it up and wing it toward the net. Went wide. It's going to hand off to Mason Johnson. Johnson back to the point. Loading one up is Jackson Boland. Boland went wide. Now it's going to come to Swoboda on the near point. His shot kicked off a skate back to Boland. He's just going to drop it down low and get reorganized. And here's a drop for Jackson Hoym. And his wrist shot sailed into the right wing corner. Still inside the zone. Now it's going to pop loose. And back there for protection is the Cards' Jackson Boland. Looks cross ice. Up for Mason Johnson. Takes the feed, throws it in, and spins off on the line change. Here comes Madison Edgewood into the zone. Nice back check right there by Reed Post. And he'll throw it around the boards. Can't clear. And racing back to get it is Sam Hebert. Hebert, a very quick skater, works it across the line and then stops back for his D position. And Chai Hai right at the blue line throws it in. Cards had to get on sides. Ezra Lindstrom is just inside the zone. And now it's going to come over into the right wing corner. Edgewood's got it. Defense picks it up. They wing it ahead. Cards is able to hold the stripe there. At least momentarily, Carter Bovey dangled along the blue line, but then coughed it up, and this is an icing call on Madison Edgewood. 14-17 to go here in the third. Chi High up by two. They led it by two, and then Edgewood came back, cut the lead in half, and then the Cards got that Jackson Hoym goal at 12:06 to make it 3-1. That's where we sit right now. And here is Jack Bovey. Reaches down for the draw inside the Edgewood zone. Cards get it back. Here's Boland. Just getting an update here. Michigan leads Ohio State 38-23 in the big game of the year. 5:58 left to go in the fourth. Thanks for that update. Wow, big time games. Wisconsin playing Minnesota in a few minutes. And the battle of the border right there. Here is Chi High. Just skips away from them. And here is Easton Kinsler for Edgewood. Kinsler is going to walk it into the right wing corner. 13:35 left to go here in the third period. Had it stripped off his stick, and it's going to be picked up by Boland. Jackson walks up to the line, throws one in, and he's going to come off here to take a little break. And it is Hoym with a chance on the takeaway in the zone, and it went in. The Cards just kept punching at the puck. The initial play was by Jackson Hoym. He took a shot. That didn't go in. It kicked around in front of the net, and somebody in that group got the goal to make it 4-1. Well, it might have been Hoym that actually picked it up for a second opportunity, huh?
Yep.
So there you go. Chi High with some getting your nose dirty work down there. 3:46, the time of the goal here in the third period. And there's some insurance for the Cards as Jackson Hoym gets a second of the game. And let's get the assists for you here. Foyles got the assist. And 3:46, time of the goal. So Foyles gets the assist, and Jackson Hoym with the goal right there, and it's 4-1. Love the work down low. It wasn't necessarily, you know, something you're going to put on the highlight reel, but just guys getting their nose dirty, working hard, lunch pail stuff here. And Chi-High with a 4-1 lead over Madison Edgewood. And here they come again on the forecheck. Mason Johnson tried to dangle it into the zone, then lost the handle. It's going to come back for the Cards D that's been steady all afternoon. And here they come. Here is Thorpe. Thorpe protecting the puck and then pulling the trigger on a shot. That one drifted all the way back down in the Chi-High zone. And Strong is going to drop it off for Caden Swoboda. Cards working up the dasher on the far side, up and out. Gathered in there by the Edgewood defense, and they played it toward the Chi-High zone, but Cards turn it back the other direction again. Reed Post on the ice now, looking for a feed from the corner, and that never came, so the Cards retreat out at neutral ice and jump right back in the play. 11:41 and counting here in the third period. Cards up 4-1. They got two in the first, one more in the second, and now this fourth goal by Hoym, who scored back-to-back here in the third period. Cards are back at it. Here's Carter Bovey. Bovey pushed off the puck, and it's a breakout chance for Madison Edgewood. Hard shot thumped into the corner by Strong. Made that save. A big rebound left out there. Cards trying to sweep it out of harm's way with 11:07 left to go, and it's back to center ice. Here is Richter. Richter trying to split the D, came in, and then just pushed off the puck at the last instant. And it's on the half wall in the Chi-High zone. Now kicked around, and the Cards able to push it across the blue stripe here. Back in the Edgewood end of the ice. Wrapped around the boards. Edgewood needs to score quickly here. They're down by three, and they've got it right now. Potential 2-on-1. Brought ahead by Halbleib, who's got a goal here tonight, their only goal. And that one just never materialized, the 2-on-1. They couldn't make it happen. And it's going to come back out to neutral for Chi-High. Cards into the zone. Here's Jack with a chance as he slid right in front of the net and picked up the rebound. He took the initial shot and then stayed with it. Got to reach back to get the rebound, and it's 5-1. Beautiful play by the team captain right there. Unassisted goal for Jack. He's back, and he picks up two today. 6:41 of the third period, and there you go, the two we needed for some insurance here in the third.
That's what we needed. Looks good.
Boy, that was just a beautiful goal by Jack Bovey.
Just an overall good hockey play.
Yeah,
driving the net hard, nose for the rebound, nose for the net.
And he just didn't walk away from the initial play.
No,
I mean,
just stuck with it. Yep, that's a hockey player.
Yep. 6:41, time of the goal for number 34. The team captain picks up two here today. And the Cards with a much more comfortable 5-1 lead on Madison Edgewood. Well, let's see what happens in this game here. There's a big hit on the Edgewood player as he came in. That was Dylan Lentz, who was dropped as he came into the Chi-High zone on the check. And this one's going to slide in on Strong. I thought he had it, but no. It was loose, and Chi-High with a chance. Here's Jackson Hoym. Hoym took a long feed, tries to hop over the Edgewood defender to make a fancy move, and couldn't complete that, but it drifts off into the right wing corner, and it's going to come back into the Chi-High zone on the clear by Edgewood. Brett Krista gathers this one in, looks up the ice for Carter Bovey, and there's Krista, push the Edgewood player, and I thought Krista might be picking up a penalty. In fact, the official almost looked like he was going to call a cross check. It didn't happen. Then both players kind of got into it a little bit, and each received the push. The hard check, Chai High on the forecheck in the zone, left wing corner. And let's see who's going to come out of it. It is Madison Edgewood. Here is Owen Barnett. Worked it up the ice, but then is stalls out at neutral here with 8:28 left to go. Shots 28-14 in favor of Chai High. It was close into the second period, but the Cards have really started to put some heat on the goaltender, Rowan, and throw some rubber at him. And they lead in the shot department 28-14. 8:10 left to go. So we're back to action. Cards into the zone. And a shot taken right there by Foyles. And that one grabbed out of the air by Rowan, the goaltender. 5-1. Just got to ride this one home here, huh?
Yeah. I think it'd be fun to just put a couple more in.
Yeah, we'll take
it. You know, just give it to the private school kid.
Face off in the Crusaders zone here to the glove side of Rowan. Into the corner. And it comes back to the point for Chai High. One-timer right there by Caden Swoboda is deflected out of play. Well, Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. All right, Jack trying to win the draw here on the left faceoff circle dot. Clean win, back to the point. One-timer there by Swoboda is swallowed up by the goaltender. 7:53 left to go here in the third. We'll do it right the same spot again. Same guys. And here we go. Drop there. Both forwards tied up each other. And James Nugent, the referee, went down in the heat too. He gets back up after the save by Rowan. And we'll drop same spot again. 7:49 left to go, third period here on WOGO High School Hockey. Cards try to start out 2-0. And right back to the point, one-timer. Kicked aside by Rowan into the corner. And the cleanup effort now as it comes to Boland on the near wing. Boland with some traffic out in front. Launched a shot. Where is it? Rowan finally puts the leather over it. As there were at least six guys around the net, three for each team, and a whole lot of traffic out in front of the All-State goaltender for Edgewood. And we have a penalty, I think, coming up here, huh? And a cross-check here on Richter. So that will give Chai High their second power play of the afternoon. Now, this is what I'd like to have, Poop, is a power play goal mm-hmm. here. Let's see if the yep. power play can contribute something.
Can finally here. Put it together here.
Yeah, it's going to be Mason Johnson's line out there right now. And Johnson hands off right back to the blue line for Thorpe. Thorpe on the near side, back for Johnson. The drop pass for Thorpe in the high slot. Thorpe patiently waiting. Drifts over to the top of the circle on the near side. Goes rink wide for Post. He lost it. But the Cards jumping on that, trying to help him out here. And they regather. Cards have it. This is Hoym. Hoym back for Thorpe. Thorpe fakes the shot. Now the high slot. Rifles one in off the end boards. And it's going to be picked up by Edgewood and cleared right there. And an Edgewood player is down on the ice. He got hurt over in the left wing corner, and he is in a heap on the ice right now. So they'll attend to him. They'll take the medical crew out there to see if they can help him. And Chai High back to their bench area right now. So he is a hurting unit out there, and they're going to take their time with him. And I think while they do that, we'll take a little break here. Cards up 5-1 late in the third period here on WOGO against Madison Edgewood. We will be back.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes.
At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonnell Athletics.
Back here after the injury, the Edgewood player able to come off the ice and attend to him. And Chi High in the power play with a minute two left to go in the man advantage. 6.5 on the game clock here in the third. The Cards up 5-1. They lead in the shot department 34-14. And here is Jackson LeMay. Glides along the stripe, moves into the zone. LeMay still carrying. Hanging on to it. Comes back for Bolin at the point. Bolin's going to slide along the blue line and lay one on the near wing corner. Back to Bolin again. Playing catch down there in the right side with Drew Bobey. And Bobey's going to skate right to the hole and lays one in on the goaltender. And he'll hang on to that one. 6:02 on the game. Third period clock here. 29 seconds to go on the power play. And it looks as if Jack Bobey's line's back out there on the power play right now. Chai would love to get special teams cooking here, as that's been a struggle at times in the last few years for the Cards. Here is Drew Bobey. Over for Jackson Bolin. To Svoboda. Back to Bolin. To Drew. Drew top of the circle here. Jack Bobey down low, playing that low position along the goal line here. And Jack is going to hand off to Drew again. To Jack. Jack has got a chance to do something. Shoots the shot. Edgewood back to full strength here. Jack Bobey looking for the hat trick here today. And that one's going to be cleared all the way down. Equal strength. So that's going to be an icing call against Edgewood. 5.25 left in this one. And Chi High with a 5-1 lead over Madison Edgewood. They beat us 5-1 last year.
I think so. I think they kind of put the beating on us down there.
Right. Return the favor here. At the dot, right wing circle in the Edgewood zone after the icing call. And let's see who's going to come up with it. It's rubbed along the wall behind the goaltender. Cards digging at it. Couple of Edgewood players back there, too. They bring it around. Left post. Backhand wraparound try there by Carter Bobey is swallowed up by the goaltender. And he'll hang on to that with 5:09 left to go here. Stay tuned for our post-Glass and Mirror post-game show. We'll catch up with Scott Parker after what appears to be a weekend sweep for his Cardinals to start out the season. Talk to him and get you the stats report, the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap here tonight. This one laid softly on Strong from Edgewood, and he'll hang on to that. 4:54 left to go. A long season ahead for both teams. So I don't think either coach is going to panic at this point or, you know, whatever happens. Cards happy to have potentially two wins here to start things out, but it is a long season against one of the toughest schedules in the state. Got to play Hudson a couple of times, and Notre Dame, and Fond du Lac, and wow. 4:54 left to go. The drop inside the Chi High zone. And here is Thorpe for the Cards. Backs off, opens up some time and space here, and Chi High in the breakout. A pass ahead for Carter Bobey as he was cutting through neutral here and just couldn't control off the backhand. And here comes Richter. He moves in, fires a shot. That one tipped aside by the Cards into the left corner as we go down underneath 4.5 to play here. Comes back for Cagle. And Brett will hang on to it for a moment, then wings it up the ice, intended for the guy who scored the lone goal for them, Davis Halblie, but just beyond his reach, and this is going to float back in the Edgewood zone with 4:07 left to go here in the game. This one dances in on the goaltender. He's kind of deflected in on Rowan, and he'll hang on to that as the clock strikes 4:02. Faceoff is going to come in the Edgewood zone here. Looks as if Mason Johnson's line is going to hit the ice for Scott Parker here. And this one's backed into the corner by the Cards. Still caught up in the right wing corner in the Edgewood defensive zone. Comes loose and sliding over is Carlson to take a shot. That ricocheted off an Edgewood player into the left wing corner. Here is Jackson Hoym, who's got it pinned up against the fence behind the goaltender. And this one's going to come up and out all the way back in the chi-high zone for Sam Hebert. Hebert pressured, looks off to his left, lays it over for Boland, and here is Jackson Hoym, who has a couple of goals this afternoon. Hoym had it poke-checked off his stick, back to the chi-high zone, 3:12 left to go in this one. Just into the Edgewood end of the ice. Madison's got it. Works it off the fence on the far side. And the Cards going to get called off sides right here. 3:01 on the clock. A few more shifts for those lines here today. Shots 38-15. Boy, that shot total just really went quickly up. It was pretty close in the first period. 38-15 in favor of chi-high. They have put the rubber on the goaltender here today as we tick it down under 3 minutes to play. Here is Edgewood bringing it in. That was Dylan Lenz sandwiched between a couple of Cards. And sliding down is Jackson LeMay, still kind of on his back, still got it ahead for Andrew Johnson, who sees, I think this is his first shift of the afternoon. Number 17. And this one kicked off the yellow stripe up and out. And here is Thorpe. Thorpe left it for his teammate on the near side, Brett Christoph. And this one goes into the Edgewood zone, right wing side, 2:14 left in this third period. 5-1 our score. Cards got a couple in the first, one in the second, two more here in the third to make it 5-1. Bovey with a couple of tallies. Jackson Hoym with two. And a nice effort here this afternoon. Here is Thorpe. Gus moves in. One-timer on net. Wow, that's a handcuffed the goaltender White a little bit, but able to flag it down and keep it in front of him there with 1:45 left to go. Verona and Hudson, last score we had 1-1.
I think it's 1-1. I haven't heard anything different.
In the third period, if we hear anything different, we'll let you know. The second part of our tournament going on over at Hudson this weekend. Hudson beat this Edgewood team last night, looking for the sweep themselves. And here is Madison Edgewood, breakout pass for Halblie. And he'll move in, but had it shaken off his stick, and the Cards into the zone. This is Caden Swoboda, starts him in on the half wall on the far side. Here's Carter Bovey. This is Madison Edgewood. They take it away in their own zone, and the Cards intercept out at neutral, and Bovey hurt a little bit, kind of limping to the bench as he'll come in. And Andrew Johnson back out there for Chi High. Here is Reed Post, holds the zone, backhand pass into the zone. He'll come off. Reed with under a minute left to go in the game here. It's back to the Cards' blue line. Here is Foyles, hands it off right there for Andrew Johnson. Johnson moves in and couldn't make the move on Cooper Torres. And this one on the backhand, Torres tried to clear out of the zone and it came over the glass and out of play. 40 seconds to go for a Chi-High victory here this afternoon and a weekend sweep of the Madison area teams. Verona last night and Edgewood here this afternoon. Very impressive victory here today. It was close last night, but still in its own way impressive. But this was really a show for Chi-High here today.
Oh, yeah. Good game. Fast paced. The boys worked hard. Also, 51 minutes, and I guess we still got some time left. I can't say 51.
No, 40, 50 and a half or something here. Down to 30 seconds left to go on this one. It's going to come back into the Chi-High zone. Britton Belanger gets his first shift. Played well in the JV game the other night, last night, so he's getting a shift out here. And Belanger roughed up as he tried to walk it out. And with 12 seconds left to go, the puck caught up in the Chi-High zone, trying to keep it 5-1. And the Cards' Gus Thorpe will feather this one out of the zone. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and there you go. The final score here today, Chi-High 5 and Edgewood 1. Shots 39-16. In favor of the Cards. Impressive victory here today. And Chi-High last year went 0-2 down in the Madison area. Now we're 2-0 here with a young team.
Yeah, really good game overall. Now I can say this, 51 minutes were played today. Even though we had kind of a slow start overall, it was a really good game. And we didn't really give up too many defensive errors tonight that would lead to Edgewood offensive opportunities. There was honestly... The biggest one that stands out to me was the lone goal they scored. Maybe there was a couple sprinkled in there, but we were solid defensively today, and obviously we did a very good job of getting pucks to the net tonight and moving the puck and finding that guy in the soft spots, and led to 5 goals being scored and a 5-1 victory. So overall, really, really good day today.
Yeah, you had Mason Johnson Jackson Hoym with a couple of goals, just, you know, really hard-working goals. And then you had Jack Bobey, who's going to be a star in this league this year.
Mm-hmm.
He had a couple of beautiful tallies here today.
Well, I think for Jack, I mean, there's been a lot of pressure put on him throughout his first 3 years here. And, you know, it's underperformed isn't the word, but there's expectations are always high when you're that caliber of player. And what I've seen in these first 2 games so far is Jack is really starting to take over games to the point where you don't want 34 touching the puck right now. He's doing things where it's not even what you're seeing on the scoreboard too, but the work he's doing down low in the corners, he's playing physical, he's playing fast, he's aggressive on the forecheck right now. His puck work down low is super good in the sense where he's able to shake guys off and try to make plays. Right now, he's a force to be reckoned with, which is really great to see, especially from your senior captain.
Absolutely. Saving the best till last.
Right? That's what you got to do.
For Jack, for sure. All right, he had a couple of goals, too. We'll tally things up and have the stats recap, our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. And ahead, it's the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. So stay with us. A 5-1 victory for Chi-High. They're 2-0 on the season. And we will be back on WOGO Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Well, the Cards head home from the weekend action here 2-0. They beat Verona last night 2-1, and here a 5-1 victory for Chi-High over Madison Edgewood. So they've dispatched two of the best programs in the state right here in Verona and Edgewood. Time for our Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. It's quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Chi-High with good end-to-end action. I mean, they just were relentless. You got people like Jackson Hoym, who just worked very hard with his teammates, his line mates there. Got a couple of goals here today. And then Jack Bovey, we've already talked about him. And kudos to the D. They protected their goaltender again. And they're getting better as we go through the season here. This young defensive core, Derek Strong, only gave up one goal. He quietly is doing a good job there. And even that one goal that we allowed Edgewood to have was just kind of a mistake, defensive mistake in our own zone. And that floated out in front, and they got one past Derek. But that was it. That was in the second period. It was close at that point. Chai had a 2-0 lead, and then the Edgewood scored to make it 2-1. It was getting a little close, a little nail-biting time, but Chai came back and roared back and beat Edgewood here today 5-1. So this has been our Post Glass postgame show. We'll continue on with that, brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. It's quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. What is it? 3-0 Wisconsin over Minnesota. At home in football here today, too. And I think Michigan beat Ohio State. Is that right? Yeah, Michigan knocked off Ohio State in the big game of the day. So that was huge. That was at Columbus, I believe, here today. So we're going to have our stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey. Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey. Caldwell Banker, Brenizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly has been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly Bovey on Facebook. Chi-High with a one-goal lead in the first. They let it off the goal by Gus Thorpe, the freshman sensational defenseman, scored an unassisted goal. He's big, he's strong, he's got hands. 13:05, the time for that beautiful goal by the freshman defenseman. Then the Cards got one more in the first. That was Jack Bowlby, picked up his second goal of the year. He got the game winner last night and got his second goal of the season at 14 minutes of the first to make it 2-0. And this is how it sounded. 6 left to go in the first period. Here is Bowlby. Oh, Jack Bowlby came in off the wall, the near side wall, and just pumped one in to make it 2-0 Chi High. A sniper goal from number 34 right there, and roofed it past the goaltender White for a 2-0 score, 2-0 win. Jack Bowlby, the assist, is going to go to Caden Swoboda. And what a nice goal for the team captain there. So that was at the 14-minute mark of the first period. So Chi High went to the locker room with a 2-0 lead. And then coming out of that, the mistake in our end of the ice, and it was Helbleib for Madison Edgewood with the tally at 53 seconds of the second period. And this good program climbed into the game again. They were down only 2-1, but the Cards answered in the second period. They got a goal from Jackson Hoym at 12:06. Assist went to Mason Johnson and Brett Carlson, and that made it a two-goal edge again. And then we went into the third. It was a two-goal lead for Chi High, and they got the insurance in the third. The first one at 3:46 of the third. That was, again, Jackson Hoym from Ethan Foyles at 3:46 of the third. Then at 6:41 of the third, it was number 34, Jack Bowlby, with his third goal of the season, his second of the afternoon. The assist going to Brett Krista to make it 5-1. Final shot total, 39-16 in favor of the Cards. And the final on the scoreboard, 5-1 for Chi High. This has been the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here at Chippewa Falls. You can call Holly at 715-577-HOME or visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Well, we'll continue with our post-class mirror post-game show and catch up with Scott Parker just ahead. So stay with us here. WOGO Radio final again, 5-1. Chi High defeats Madison Edgewood. We will be back.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Back here at the bar in Chi-High with a sweep of the weekend, beating Verona last night 2-1 and a 5-1 victory here today over Madison Edgewood. And two quality programs. Last year, Chi-High went down there. It was 4-2 loss to Verona. And then 5-1 to this Edgewood team. And now they return the favor here today. And hopefully they can keep this thing rolling here against one of the toughest schedules in the state here. Waiting for Scott Parker to join us here and take a little time with his crew. We'll see if we can get a hold of him. Before we sign off here today, high school buckets on Tuesday. That'll be our next game. That's Chi-High boys at Medford. Mark Halverson's going to have the play-by-play call for you, beginning with the Cardinal Countdown show at 6:55 on Tuesday. Our next hockey game on the air is the 8th of December, as the Cards will host the defending D2 champion, Rice Lake Warriors, 6:40 airtime here on WOGO Radio. We've got some girls games too. Tony Menard's Sabres girls team, we'll see them on the 13th of December. And also, let's see, the 17th of January and the 24th of January, scheduled girls games here on WOGO Radio. Michaela Hogan set to join me for those. All right, so a 5-1 final here for Chi-High. And they beat the Madison Edgewood Crusaders here this afternoon. And I see Scott Parker coming out of the locker room right now. So we'll head down to Chase and Scott in just a moment here on WOGO Radio. 5-1 final for the Cards. And they just were all over the All-State goaltender, Rowan White, for Edgewood. 39-16, the shots in favor of Chi-High. Let's go downstairs. Scott Parker is out, and our Chase Hoople's caught up to him here today. Chase, go ahead, Chase. Let's go downstairs. Chase, can you hear me? I think he lost his earbud. Go ahead.
All right, here we are with Coach Parker. Coach, you almost stood me up again. It's okay. I'm only a little bit hurt, but after a big 5-1 win, I mean, the boys look like there was only maybe a couple of errors that I think gave me a little bit of a old crap kind of feel, but overall, that was a really solid hockey game.
Well, I thought we were a little sluggish in the first period, and forwards weren't moving their feet, so we're, you know, we kind of made some adjustments. Hold on a sec.
Going over a score sheet here, folks.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Anyway, I think we finished strong, and you know the game. We took it over in the second period with our forecheck, and you know it's just kind of got a few things to work on our power play. Sometimes we're just a little sketchy in our own zone, I think. But
yeah, I can see we start running around a little bit in our own zone, and power play too. A lot of power play is just trial and error, and I feel like that's stuff that we can attack during the week, and it'll just get better as the season goes. But overall, and the other thing too is Strong had a nice little weekend, 2 goals against overall, and saw a few shots. So what do you think of his performance?
I do. I think the defense do a good job of protecting him, but you know, he's making some good saves. I think. In the first period, made a couple quality saves that he stood in there, and that's good to see. I think there's some fundamental things that we got to kind of get back to on, like setting the puck and those kind of things that we got to get after. Puck movement and you know, those things are important for him to learn. But I guess overall, for starting out the season, we're very, very, I guess you can say, thankful, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always nice to find someone who can stop the puck for you. So you got a day off, and next week is going to be a big week to keep building on this momentum. What are going to be some kind of key concepts you're going to bring to practice?
Yeah, I think Monday is going to be big. Coach Parker's going to run a few of his old drills, like, you know, discussing block shots, discussing our quick outs. I think we're going to have to reset our power play a little bit, but those are all things that are, you know, that's just part of what we do. And I think you never look at it like, oh, things are perfect. You just kind of, as a coach, look at it like, we got some work to do in certain areas, and that's part of the job.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach, congrats on a big weekend. Going 2-0 is always a great way to start the season, and we're excited to see the boys going forward.
Well, let me tell you why I'm late. Okay, so all of a sudden I get off the ice here, and my old teammate and another guy, Bob Obison, and my old teammate is Ken Harpel, and we played blue gold hockey today together, and he was on the championship team, and his brother played at Michigan State, and my brother played at Michigan State, and Ken, not a very tall guy, but a quick story here, if you know who Joel Otto is, he played in the NHL, and Ken put his stick up his mask and said, I'm going to start turning my stick if you don't settle down. And it was so funny because if you know Joel Otto, I think he is a couple inches taller than me. So there's Ken, 5'0", you know, going after one of the best guys in NCAA Division III. And that's the kind of spirit and heart I always appreciated. And old hockey guys, they don't go away. They just keep telling stories, you know.
Absolutely. We love those stories. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. I love those stories, too. Well, we got a story for the weekend. Chi-High 2-0 after beating Verona, and today Madison Edgewood. And we'll be back on the air with Cards Hockey again on the 8th of December. And that'll be Chi-High hosting Rice Lake in a BRC battle. Well, final score again, 5-1. Chi-High defeats Madison Edgewood. It's been a nice weekend. Enjoy the rest of it, everybody. Thanks to Dawson Halverson for doing a fantastic job the whole weekend long for high school hockey on WOGO. And my thanks, too, to Chase Hoople for joining me. Cooper Fosvick's going to join us as well this season, the former defenseman himself. And appreciate Chase being up here as well. From the Chippewa Ice Arena, 5-1 victory for Chi-High. They're 2-0 on the young season. For our crew here and back at the WOGO studios, thank you very much. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO.